Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Nick, a very good, and by the way, Jeopardy enthusiast, Nick Costas. Good morning, Nick.
What's up, everybody? Great to be on with you. Happy early Thanksgiving. Yeah, this is how I know. I'm almost 40. So the show ends at 6:54 every day. Uh-huh. I usually put in, like, all the bets that I haven't yet placed that, like, my co-hosts are on, that the people on the show are on, that I tail. So I usually put in a flurry of bets, and then I, like, take a satisfied sigh once all the bets are in, and then I walk downstairs and I watch Jeopardy. It's a pretty great part of my daily routine every day now.
It feels like it. I read on the internet. Do you put slippers in a sweat, like a cardigan,
smoking jacket,
and smoking in a pipe?
Well, the good news is that, like, I do the show from home, so, like, I'm generally dressed like a bum anyway, like, with some kind of crew neck and, like, sweatpants and, like, comfortable socks. So I just walk downstairs, post up on the couch, watch Jeopardy for a half hour, and then go on with the rest of my night.
Do you stop to throw darts at your Joe Judge poster on the way?
You know, I would never have a poster with that guy in my house, so no.
I like it. All right, we got to rip through these games just a little bit. Why don't you take... let's talk about these Thanksgiving games, maybe in reverse order. I'm really intrigued by the Bills in the Saints game, because I wonder if the Bills offense is better not playing at Buffalo, like if they're built better to play at New Orleans. It's just been something I've been thinking about. So let's rip through these three games. What of that last game first?
Well, let's see. So I bet Buffalo 4.5 on Monday. The number currently at Bet Rivers is 6. I know that there are fives and 5.5 out there. So, like, obviously, like, I want you to bet with You Better, You Bet show sponsor Bet Rivers. But if you can find a 5, you should consider doing that. 6 would probably be not as interested. I would never bet New Orleans in this game. I think the spread should be 7. And that includes the injuries, right, with Armstead and Ramchick. So New Orleans expected to be without both their starting tackles, Alvin Kamara and backup running back Mark Ingram. But I think this was all kind of expected when the line came out, and I think it's just moving more towards, like, what I think the numbers should be right now, which is Buffalo -7. So anything below 6, I still feel like you can get away with Buffalo. Once we hit 6, I feel like it becomes a little sketchy there. Still Buffalo or nothing for me. Like, I would need 7.5 to consider betting New Orleans. So again, I have Buffalo -4.5. I think Buffalo 5 and 5.5 are okay. Up to your discretion, the listener, if you want to bet Buffalo at 6. It's not a bet that I can, like, endorse with extreme confidence.
7.5 a little too much for Dallas, or especially with Cooper out?
Yeah, I think so. I think the spread should be like 5.5. So I bet the Raiders. I do like the Raiders here. And it's not just Amari Cooper, obviously. CeeDee Lamb may not play in the game. Now, I know Dallas is saying the right things, like he may be able to clear concussion protocol. He didn't practice on Monday, didn't practice yesterday. So I think today will obviously be very telling for CeeDee Lamb. And if Lamb doesn't play, I think it's like a big-time downgrade to this Dallas offense. And Ezekiel Elliott's been practicing in full, but he's also telling the media, like, I am not 100%. Like, so I think this could be a big Tony Pollard game. Not that that's a bad thing necessarily, but just something to consider here. Yeah, just a number play for me here on the Raiders. I don't think this number should be 7 or more, so I'm on the Raiders. It's actually probably currently at the numbers there are now. I think it's my favorite bet on Thanksgiving would be the Raiders at 7 or better, and you can get 7.5 in a lot of places right now, including Bet Rivers.
Nick, how about two bad teams here, Chicago with Detroit? And it's a 3-point spread. Chicago's favored by 3. Do you kind of like, is betting on bad teams, can that sometimes be a good idea?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I love the Falcons on Sunday on the road in Jacksonville. Just depends on, like, what the number is, what the injuries are, what the on-field handicap is. So I have a couple different strategies here depending on who the starting quarterbacks are going to be. None of them involve betting on Chicago in this game. Unless, like, the scenario I'm about to lay out is never going to happen. Like, if it's Bears -2.5, and it's Dalton and Boyle, I would bet Chicago. But, like, that's never going to happen. If it did, I would bet the Bears. Otherwise, if it's Tim Boyle announced officially as a starter, and this closes, like, 4 for Chicago, 3.5 probably no bet. But Detroit +4, Tim Boyle, I bet Detroit. If Jared Goff is announced as the starter for Detroit, and he practiced in a limited fashion on both Monday and yesterday, we'll see about today, and the number is 3 or better, I am betting Detroit. If Jared Goff is named the starter and comes off three and drops down to Chicago minus 2.5, I will tease the Lions. And then, there are a bunch of options we could tease them with coming up on Sunday. Love Miami as a teaser, for instance, too, against Carolina. In a low total game, I feel like that is a money play. For people out there listening being like, well, why do you have all these different strategies? What does it matter here? Three is the most key number. It's a really low total. So, the expectation is this game is going to be close given the point spread here. So, we have to try and finagle around these numbers here, around this number of three. So, again, if it's Boyle and it's Lions plus four, I bet Detroit. If it's Goff and the number's three, I bet Detroit. If it's Goff and the number's 2.5, I tease Detroit with the Miami Dolphins coming up on Sunday.
I don't know if I can get to Cincinnati at 4.5. If TJ Watt and Minka Fitzpatrick play, I definitely can't get there. Where are you?
Yeah, well, I think the number's probably going to come down if that's going to be the case. I think the Steelers could take some money here. I made the game 4.5 or 5. I actually think the number's kind of perfect where it is. So if it's going to stay here, I'm not going to bet the game. If it comes down to Bengals minus 3.5, or I could ever get Bengals minus 3, that would be a buy point for me on Cincinnati. Likely no play for me at this current number, but Steelers fans should obviously be enthused with Mike Tomlin saying yesterday that Minka, Hayden, and Watt all expected back for this game on Sunday. So looking like a no bet, I would only bet, would bet Pittsburgh if the number climbed up to 6, but I think it's more likely that Pittsburgh takes money and this number maybe comes down.
Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, with us here on the Fan Morning Show a day earlier than his usual stop by because it's a holiday tomorrow. You mentioned the key number of 3. Tampa Indy is a 3 right now. Where are you on that one?
I bet Tampa yesterday minus 2.5. I would still bet Tampa minus 3. It might be my favorite bet of the entire week. I don't know how we can get here. I like the Colts a lot. I think they're a good team. I bet them last week against Buffalo. Didn't necessarily expect them to win by 26. But this can just never be what the number is Tampa minus 3. It's an unreal discount on what I believe to be the best team in the National Football League. This number, you could tell me this number is 5.5, and I would not bat an eyelash for Tampa here. So this is, for me, as easy as it gets. Now, I said that last week with you guys about the Falcons, and they lost by 25. Also said about Washington, they won. So just because I say this doesn't mean it's the five-star whale bet of the millennium. It could lose like any other bet could lose. Just that it is literally the easiest bet of the week to make is Tampa minus 2.5. Tampa minus 3. This can never be the number, especially if Vita Vea comes back, going to be able to limit the run, pin the ears back, get at Carson Wentz, and they're going to pick apart this cold zone defense. Tom Brady is with the weapons on offense here. So Bucks minus 2.5, minus 3, as easy as it gets.
Nick, what about Rams at Green Bay? It looks like it's going off as a pick'em on most books.
Yeah, so this opened 2.5, which was ridiculous here. I make the Rams a small favorite in the game. I actually think the Rams, you could get away with the Rams being a 2-point favorite. I'm seeing Green Bay minus 1. I'll end up playing the Rams in this game probably, but not yet. I want to wait here. I have a theory, and this is something anecdotal. This is not something I'm reporting, not something I've heard. I just think, given Matthew Stafford's career arc and what he's shown in Detroit, generally, when he's had, prolonged periods of substandard play, he's hurt. And it's, a back injury or something, and, he misses a couple weeks, and usually it's, insert terrible backup like David Blau or something like that for the Lions. So Stafford was brutal the two games before the bye. The loss on Sunday Night Football at home against Tennessee, and then the Monday Night loss in San Francisco. Now, had the bye ostensibly to heal up, right? If Matthew Stafford is off the injury report Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if he practices and we hear he's looking great, zip on the football, I'm going to bet the Rams. If he's on the injury report at all, I think this makes this game a non-bet for me. Worth noting, Aaron Rodgers is going to play in this game. He is literally going on every media appearance that he does and telling you that he's not 100%, though. So it makes this a bit of a difficult game. So again, Stafford, full participant Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Reports are that he's good. I'm going to bet the Rams at any underdog price here in this game.
All right, rip through the rest. This is where people get their pen and their paper out and they go. And I know I have friends who do this. They can't wait for the end when we rip through them and then they ride you. So let's go.
All right, so let's start. We'll go in reverse order. Monday Night Football. Washington's like a pick'em or like a 1-point favorite right now against Seattle. Strong disagree there. It's a tough game to make a rating for because who the hell knows what Seattle we're going to see. I think Russ is going to nuke this defense. I love Seattle. I make the game 3.5, so I'm on Seattle on Monday night. I'm going to bet the Browns at anything above 4 or better. That's the number right now. I like Cleveland plus 4.5. Said that on Monday. I think Cleveland sitting on a big performance coming up on Sunday night. So Browns plus 4 or better on the road in Baltimore Sunday Night Football. A lot of people I respect love Minnesota this week. I don't. I like San Francisco. My buy point on the Niners would be 2.5. I don't know if we'll ever get there, but Niners minus 2.5 would be a bet for me. But worth noting, basically everyone else, aside from myself, that I that I think is good, likes Minnesota in this game. So I'm kind of on San Francisco Island. Chargers at 2.5 or better. That number's 3. I don't know if it's ever coming back, but Chargers minus 2.5 in Denver. I bet Atlanta minus 1. That number's up to 1.5. I think Falcons should be a 3-point favorite on the road in Jacksonville. I'm going to bet the Jets to win, guys, plus 125 on the money line in Houston. I don't care about the points. I think Zach Wilson's going to play well. And I think this number is insane for Texans to be a 2.5-point favorite. So Jets money line. I hate to say this because I hate the team, even though they're my childhood team. You can only bet the Giants on Sunday. The spread is crazy. 3.5 on the road is reserved for like really good team against team that may not be as good. Are we sure the Eagles are really good? Keep this in mind. Eagles were 3.5 on the road in Detroit like a month ago, and the Giants are not Detroit. So Giants or nothing for me against the Eagles, and I hate to say that. I make Dolphins Panthers a pick 'em. So basically, whoever the underdog is, I think we can tease up with Detroit maybe on Thanksgiving. It looks like the Panthers are more likely than not to be the team that takes money here. If Carolina ever gets to 3, that is an instant buy point for me on the Miami Dolphins. Otherwise, we tease Miami in a game with a low total. And like, I would never bet the Patriots minus 6.5. That being said, I don't know if I could bring myself to bet Tennessee, but like, that number's crazy. Not that New England can't or won't cover and win by 25 again, just that like, it's never New England. It's just, will I bet Tennessee? I think if I get 7, I think I have to bet the Titans on Sunday.
My man, that was a host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costas. Insider Calls brought to you by Bet River Sportsbook. Check it all out, betrivers.com. Be sure to listen to You Better You Bet podcast for more of Nick. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Nick, you've been a huge, huge upgrade for our show. We love it. People tune in, appointment listening. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, my
Appreciate
man.
Appreciate it, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys and your families, to all the listeners and their families, and, of course, wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
There it is. Thank you, Nick.
You got it.
Happy Thanksgiving, Nick.
Bye. Yes.
You too.
All right. All right. And I mean that. I have friends that say that part where he rips through the games, they write down, and then they go back and listen because, like, every time I try to write it down, it's just too fast.
You have to record it and then stop it.
And you can check that out.
The rewind feature on your Odyssey app.
Yep. Right there. That is absolute prime real estate to do that. Same thing with our website, 937thefan.com. But he's got it covered. You know, I love that Jets bet. There is no way. Is Houston phony, even though they had that win last week? It felt like a Super Bowl for them against Tennessee.
But Tyrod Taylor against Zach Wilson, and is Zach Wilson 100%? I don't know. I mean, I like it. It's ballsy.
That might be my play.
But it might be ballsier to lay points with the Texans.
I know. I'm just so excited. There's football tomorrow.
Triple
header, Jimbo,
which
tomorrow.
You can hear right here on 93.7 The Fan.
Exactly.
You're home for the NFL on Westwood.
How about Jim brings the truth, though? He goes, there's a really bad game tomorrow.
Well,
I said it was bad teams, not a bad game.
No, that's true. You did.
So you could have a good game between two bad teams, right? Very competitive.
Pretty good qualifier there. I like it.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.